chapter 42. And then we'll quickly turn to Hebrews chapter 13 after that. Father, which art in heaven, we just thank you, Lord God, for this time that we may be able to feast, Lord God, at your table, Lord God, for surely you have prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemies, Lord God. We come to you hungering and thirsting after righteousness, Lord God, for we know, Lord God, that righteousness only comes from you, Father God. So please, Lord God, pour down on us like rain, Lord Jesus Christ Almighty, that the seeds, Lord God, that you plant in our hearts, Lord God, and may grow into a wonderful crop, Lord God, that pleases you, Lord God. As the flowers may fade, the grass may even wither, Lord God, but your word is forever, Lord God. So allow it to just plant and stay firmly rooted, Lord God, in our hearts, that we may be able to please you exclusively. In Jesus' holy and matchless name we pray, and let us all say, amen, amen. Amen. We will start at verse 1, and it reads,
amen. I'm going to get you, David. You got me. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say to me, where is your God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me, for I used to go with the multitudes. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept a pilgrim feast. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, and from the heights of Hermon, from the hill Mizar. Deep calls unto deep at the noise of your waterfalls. All your waves and billows have gone over me. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me. A prayer to the God of my life. I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? We ever say that? As with a breaking of my bones, my enemies reproach me. They accuse him. While they say to me all day long, where's your God? Now, these are the same ones he went into the temple with, praising God. Now they're asking him, where is your God? Why ain't he helping you, David? Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, he's encouraging himself. Hope in God. Somebody say hope in God. Hope in God. I don't know what you're going through, but hope in God. For I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of God. No matter what he was going through, he said, I shall yet praise God. No matter what people were saying about him, he said, I shall yet praise God. No matter what people were saying about his situation, he said, I shall yet praise God, because he trusted God, because all of his faith was in God. His faith wasn't in him. His faith was in God. Amen. Sometimes that we get discouraged, and sometimes you got to tell yourself, hope in God, just like David did here. Let us turn quickly over to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15.
Read Hebrews chapter 13. Amen. Right there.
Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That him is capitalized. So by God. How many people know that there is a God living in you? Ooh. Therefore, it will be God that will allow you to continually offer the sacrifice of praise to himself. It'll be him who's living in you that will be stronger than he who's living in the world. It'll be that Holy Spirit that's working in you that will take over your soulless realm, your mind, and just override it and have you to continually give him a sacrifice of praise even though you're going through. Just like David did. David was dwelling and looking back on the kingdom that God had established him to, and then he was ran out of his own kingdom by his own son. And here he is saying, God, my soul panteth for you as a deer panteth for water. It was like a deer that was being chased by the predator. Yet he sees the water and he needs the water, but he can't stop. But he sees the predator coming, so he can't stop. And he needed God that bad. God, I need you. So even though that he was looking back over those situations, he had to tell himself, hope in God. No matter what, God can bring me out of this. Hope in God. Psalms 34, verse 1 says, bless ye the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And when he said, bless the Lord at all times, the all in there in Greek meant all. And if you look at the all there and you put it in Hebrew context, it meant all. So that meant whether you were happy or whether you were sad. That meant whether you had money in your pockets or whether you were trying to figure out how I'm going to pay my rent when it comes about. That meant when your kids was being obedient or when your kid did something that didn't please you. No matter what, I'm going to praise the Lord at all times because he's worthy of praise. Now, when we look into the context when he says in verse 15, and our sister read, it says, therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise. To praise somebody will be to bless them. It will be to talk good about them openly with your mouth because something that they did for you. So you will give them praises back. You will give them praises back because your kid, he may have brought home straight A's. And you will tell them how good he did and how pleased you are with him. Sometimes God will pay that bill for you that you did not know how it was going to get paid. And that time when you came into church on that Sunday, you praised him just a little bit more because what he had did, it was predicated on what he had done for you. But when he says that, I want you to give a sacrifice of praise. This is a praise that comes from sacrifice. This is the praise that I'm going to give to him, even though that nothing happened in my situation, that it didn't turn around, that test didn't come out the way I wanted it to come, that bill didn't get paid. But anyhow, I'm going to praise him. He's saying that give me a sacrifice of praise. So something must be sacrificed, just like in the old days when someone had sinned, and it would only please God if they would sacrifice that lamb or if they would sacrifice that goat, right? So he said, I want you to sacrifice your feelings. I want you to sacrifice the way that you ration things. I want you to not stand on how you feel, but stand on my word. Stand on my goodness. It's like if there was somebody working at Great America, and all of, every time their friends come about, their friends will ask for free tickets. And every time they give them free tickets, their friends are going to tell other people, like, man, hey, homeboy cool. He work at Great America, and he give us free tickets every time I ask him for free tickets. But one day, he didn't have these free tickets. So then when they went back to their friends, the report changed. The report changed, oh, he's acting like a buster. All of a sudden, now they're not praising him anymore because he didn't do nothing for them. Oh, he acting shady now. He don't want to help me out today. And see, God is saying that even if I don't do nothing for you, I want you to praise me just for who I am. Not for what I can do for you. Amen? And it's something how God moves in that praise. He said, I inhabits the praise of my people. That means he lives in the praises of his people. So that means that you can invoke God to come into your situation by just opening up your mouth and giving him a praise, amen, in the midst of your tribulation, in the midst of your problem, in the midst of your trial. You have to say, hope in God. Hope in. Sometimes you're like, I don't, you're looking at the situation. It don't look good. It looks impossible. She's never going to take me back. He's never going to forgive me for what I did. Sometimes it's a relationship that we want to be mended. And because we did what we did and that guilt has set in, we don't think that it could be mended. But hope in God. Hallelujah. Take it out of your game. You know, take it out of going and buying letters and cards. What you want to do is go to your prayer closet. And you want to go and give God a praise in the midst of your wrongdoings, because all have fallen short of the glory of God. All have messed up. There isn't going to be a perfect person that has his foot touched this soil. And we're going to mess up. But God is. We can praise a God like that. We can hope in a God like that. We can trust a God like that. You know, sometimes my dog, you know, like I went and I took him on a run today. We went and ran. And sometimes when I get done, like, you know, I want to, you know, we got to leave the house. The whole family got to leave the house. So if the family got to leave the house, my dog can't run around the house because he's going to tear some stuff up, right? So I got to put him in the kennel. And when I put him in the kennel, it's like he's still happy. He knows that even though I'm in this place that I don't want to be, I know that my owner has what's best in mind for me. I know it's safer for me here. He says, all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. So no matter where God has you, just know that God has you. He said, my sheep are in my hand, and nothing can pluck them out. Nothing can pluck you out of God's hands. Let us flip over to Psalms chapter 34, verse 19. And see how beautiful he articulates it. If anybody has it, you could just go ahead and go before me and just read that on out. John 16:33. Amen. Now that's Jesus himself. He already told us that we're going to have tribulations in this world, but in him, you're going to have peace. The key to this is just staying in him. The enemy's trying to move you out to the world, the worldly way of solutions and your worldly rations, you know, the worldly wisdom. But he says the foolish things of God confine the wise. Sometimes it doesn't make any sense to the carnal mind what he wants us to do in a particular situation. But when you do it, it works. I tell a lot of people the reason that I believe in Jesus is because, and not let me just not just say just Jesus, but the reason that I believe in the Holy Bible, just the 66 books, the reason that I believe in it, because when I did what it told me to do, it worked. It was because he said, try me in this. I tried him. When you actually try it, see, because the thing is, it takes the Holy Spirit for you to try it. He said, I'm going to be the one that produced that sacrificial praise in you. So when the Holy Spirit takes you over and instead of you flashing on your enemies, you pray for them, then you'll get to see the result. And you'll be like, wow, this actually works. This is powerful. And you have to hope in God. You gotta put that faith in him. Put it in his ways. Put it in what he wants. When you do it the way that he wants you to do it, it's going to work every single time. And one thing that pastor told me, he said, and it really hit me hard, because he said, I'm just waiting for to see the goodness of God, because I know he's going to glorify my situation. He said, my thing is, I just can't have my own idea of what good looks like. And immediately, when it hit me like in a different way when he said it, because I seen Jesus on the cross. And it said that the Greeks look for a sign. The Hebrews, the Hebrews were looking for somebody to have angels come and remove them from the cross, remove Jesus from that cross, and we're going to see a miracle. And the Greeks, they were looking for somebody that was going to be triumphant, like Caesar, that was going to overtake the kingdom. Nobody could understand Jesus dying on that cross. It was good. He said, not my will, but thy will be done. Sometimes we see things as being good by having, that loan went through. And then you got 10 months later down the line, you got all this interest accumulated, then now 10 years of trying to fix all of the credit, and you can't get a house, or you can't. But you saw that day, boy, I got the loan. It went through. Everything was good. It looked good to you, but God said that wasn't where I wanted you. I wanted you to just continue to do what you were doing every single day. Take little steps, one step at a time. Crawl before you walk. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes the good that we want doesn't look good to the carnal mind. But if you see it in the Spirit will tell you to be content in all things, whether you are abound or abase. Amen? Hope in God. There was a time when Job, let's go to Job chapter 2. Quick with his sword. We got to practice with that sword. You know what? Verse 10 was it? Was that verse 10, Johnny? Amen. Let's go to verse 10. Let's go to Job chapter 2, verse 10. What does that say there? Okay. But he said to her, "You speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity?" In all this, Job did not sin with his lips. When you go through, it's cool to go through. It's cool to suffer good. It's cool to anger, but sin not. But don't sin with your lips. Job didn't sin with his lips. If we look in the scripture, it tells us to give a sacrifice of praise with our lips. So when you give that praise with your lips, all of a sudden God comes into that situation. And he works it out the way that he wants to work it out. Maybe not the way that we want him to work it out. But if our desires line up with his desires, our desires is to please him. So if he's pleased, yay and amen. That's how it worked out. My dad passed away. I didn't think it was going to work out for my good. But all of a sudden, when my dad passed away, every single piece of wisdom that he gave me was like, it just was like, oh, it makes sense now. And now I'm like a mirror image of my dad. And it was like, everybody's looking like, man, you just like your dad. And I hear that all the time, and it pleases me because I know that he was a good man. So sometimes he's not going to work it out the way that we ration it, you know, the way that we want it to work out. But it's going to work out for our good. So no matter what you're going through, hope in God. Praise him with your lips. A sacrificial praise. Sacrifice your own will. Sacrifice your own way. Sacrifice your feelings. Those feelings get in the way. I had to tell somebody the other day, it doesn't matter what you feel. It matters what the word says, because feelings lie. The word is the truth. The feelings are like the waves of the sea. They toss to and fro. You know? It was crazy. It's like, today I like Chucks, tomorrow I like Jordans. Now I don't like Jordans. Now I like, you know, it's like your feelings is, it's not stable, but the word is the foundation. It's the rock that we stand on. It will keep you. The word is stable. It's a solid foundation. Some built their houses on sand, and some built their houses on something else that wasn't unstable. But one man built his house on the rock, and when the waves crashed against it and the wind blew against it, it did not fall. Build your house on the rock. you will not fall. Your household will not fall. Amen? Praise God. So today we know we're going to give a sacrifice of praise. It's when you don't get your kid what he wants and he still says, I love you. How does that feel? Feels like, boy, I better go out there and get that for him, because that's just a good kid. That's real love. It's not predicated on what I do for them. It's predicated on who I am. He's our creator. He's the one who gave us a praise when praise had been given to angels. That was for the angels to do. It was prescribed to the angels, the holy angels, and now he's telling us to praise him. Amen? So it's a big deal. You got a big weapon when you praise God. And if we can turn to Ephesians, I'm going to prayerfully, I'll try to close with this. But let's go to Ephesians chapter 1. Let's see what God says. And we're going to start at verse 3, and it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Those heavenly places in Christ Jesus are above all of our circumstances. They're above all of our trials, all of our situations, everything that we go through. But you have every spiritual blessings when you're in him. When you're going through it, your job is to get in him as soon as you can. And what will take you into his presence is praise. Because he inhabits your praise. So therefore, when you praise him, then you will be in his presence. Then when you're in his presence, then you have every spiritual gift. Now let's talk about some spiritual gifts in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. And let's see what spiritual gifts we're working with here. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. When you have it, please say amen. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. There's only grace. There's no law. There's just grace. When people see you operating in these fruits of the Spirit, when you're going through, then they see God. The fruits of whose Spirit? The Holy Spirit. You have every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus, in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. These are the high places in Christ Jesus, high above your situation, high above your troubles. Hey, high above our bondages, high above those places where we slip sometimes and we stumble sometimes. I know we Christians, but people need to understand that Christians sin too. But when you're in him, you get grace. There's no law. There's just grace for you. That's to receive something that you do not deserve. That's everlasting life. So praise him on credit. because he's coming. Praise him for what he did in the past, for your past victories. If you get in your mind that he doesn't have to do anything else for me, he's already done enough. He died on the cross. He gave up his own life. He took all of the punishment of his Father. He took the cup of wrath as if he did something wrong. This was a man that did no sin, but he said, I'll take it, give it to me. The nails in his hands, those were our nails. The nails in his feet, he took those for us. If he didn't do anything else, he's done enough. So God, I'm going to praise you right now on credit. Hallelujah. I'm going to praise you. It might not feel good. It might hurt. But he hears the cries of his children. The young lions hunger, but they suffer no lack because he hears their cries. We're his children. He's going to take care of each and every one of us. He knows the beginning and the end of our faith. And he has you right where he wants you. Right now, you haven't lost ground. You're not behind. You're right where God wants you. And he can use you in his perfect way right where you are. Give him a praise just for that. Thank you, God. Some people think I came to Christ too late. He can't use me. He is the author and the finisher of your faith. That means he wrote it for you to come at this time. It's the perfect time. That's why you're here. And he's going to use you right where you are. You're not too late. It's not about your physical abilities. It's about who he created you to be. He made you in his own image. That means that he made you to think like him, to desire his very desires, what you like, he likes. And that only happens when you're in the spirit. And you can get in the spirit when you praise his name. When you praise his name, it's deep calling unto deep, because it's the Holy Spirit inside of you causing you to praise his name. When you praise his name, then you get his presence. When you get his presence, then it burns off carnality. The way that we think, the way that we ration, the things that we desire. Oh God, all I want is you. I want to be a living sacrifice. I lay down my life for you. I don't care about the money. All I care about is winning those souls. All I care about is preaching your gospel. I know that they are on a one-way trip to hell if I don't preach them the gospel. So why don't I be selfless and do your will and not my will? Why am I out here depicting where I should be? My own dreams, my own visions, my own empire. God, I should be building your empire. God, I should be building your kingdom, establishing your word, talking to the children. Why do I care about what people think? God, I'm going to praise you on credit. It doesn't matter what it looks like. I know that you're holding me in your hands, and no doubt. One, two, one, two. I'm back. He got me again. I just turned it off. Love you, David. Faithfulness. When you praise God, it produces faithfulness. It's being faithful. He's great. Woo! He uses you. He uses you, you know. He uses you, not me. not the person next to you. He's going to use you. All those things that's good about you, all those things that's bad about you, he's going to use you. You're going to affect somebody because of what you're going through that I couldn't affect anybody, and I couldn't go through what you're going through. I couldn't have that testimony and survive. He's going to use you right where you are. Just hope in God. Say, God, not my will, but thy will be done. Everything that's going on in this world, God, I know that you got a plan for that, because even you put the government in place. The government rests on his shoulders. You know, God is above time. How long do we have to sit here and listen to the word? What do we desire? He said, God, I pant for you as a deer by the brooks panteth for water. Not the ones that's next to them, they're by it. I see it, I need it, but I can't get it. We got it right here. This is the mind of Christ. You want to get ahead? Read this word. He said, meditate in it day and night. You shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever you do shall prosper. You want to prosper? Meditate in his word day and night. Yeah, go to sleep in it. Get saturated in it. Washing with the word of Christ. He's good. Dwell there. Stay there. He said, pray to me all the time. Keep praying, because he wants a relationship with you. He's building a relationship through you, what you're going through, what your struggles, it brings you closer to him. It makes you say, God, where are you? I need you now. Come closer, Father. I got a need. Pastor said that God makes the need so that he can give you what it takes to fulfill that need. God is doing it. He put that thorn in your side that you will need him, that you won't think more highly of yourself than you ought to. It was God. It was his plan. And you know that all things works together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. It shows that you love God when you praise him on credit. When you give him that sacrifice, no matter what's going on, then he trusts me. There's one. He trusts me. He's not giving up. He's not resorting to drinking. He don't trust alcohol to relieve his pain. He don't trust weed to settle down the stress. He's coming to me. He wants my Holy Spirit. Ooh. He's not flashing, because he believes. He has his hope in God. And when your hope is in God, your faith can't be shaken. Nothing could stop you. Nothing could stop you. You're eternal. You live forever. This life is but a vapor. He's already given us eternity. Our job, see, we can get this. I understand the word. I can live this word until the degree that he allows me to. But can I give it to somebody else? It's not about me. I go through pain and suffering for somebody else to believe. I won't keep you no longer. But all I'm saying is, praise him on credit and watch what he does. Stay in obedience. Watch what he does. Amen.